It's Thursday, June 7th, and you're listening to The Geek at Geek News Central, show number 771, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Save 25% on a one-year fourth-generation hosting account by using the promo code NAB. Also, get a $1.99 month economy hosting for 3 months using promo code 199GEEK at GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey everyone, aloha and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast, coming to you as live as it can be from New York City via the Geek News Central high definition mobile broadcast studio. Everyone, welcome to the show. I'm here in New York and I got a lot to share with you. Sorry I didn't have a show for you this past Monday. Just was sick as a dog. Got a lot to catch up on and getting ready to head back to Honolulu very, very early. I have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get my butt to the airport to get out of here. But lots going on and headed home. But, you know, I got in here on Monday with the family and friends and got sick as a dog, and it was not a good day, so just decided to call the show off. It happened to be my birthday, too, so that kind of blew, but it's just the way things happen here. But I had a great week here in New York with family and friends and people that I know, and it's been a great trip. So I tell you what, we're going to get right into the content tonight. We're not going to spend a lot of time on everything else, but if you're new to the show, I definitely want you to take a minute here and get over to geeknewscentral.com. I want you to check out all the great content on the website. It's real simple to do so, and you know, when you're over at geeknewscentral.com, the content is easy to subscribe to. You're going to find in the second column of the website the orange box. It's basically got the audio and video feeds to this show. You'll find the special media events, Saturday Morning Tech, Gadget Professor, Robot Underpants, and of course you'll find the links there to Robot Underpants as well. So, you know, take your time and check out the site. And as always, you can email me here at the show. And I'm actually completely turned around. My normal rig setup has me the other way. And you can follow me at Twitter at Geek News. And, of course, you can email me here at geeknews@gmail.com. And that's one thing about being in a hotel in New York City. The room is about as big as a postage stamp. And we are just literally blocks away from Times Square. But if you've got comments on today's show, 619-342-7365 is the hotline available for you to give a ring and leave your comments on the show. Be back in the studio in Honolulu next week to a little more semblance of normalcy after being on the road here for three separate shows. Two of them that came out and one that I obviously missed. But I want you to take some time and consider supporting our sponsors here at the show. And really, they take care of us, and I hope that you'll take care of them. GoDaddy has some great deals going on right now. And, of course, we've got some great plans for you to check out. And you can do so by going over to GoDaddy.com. And when you're over there, you can save 25% on that web hosting plans of 12 months or more. Or you can get the $1.99 plan that I have available for you as well. And really, that $1.99 plan is a piece of cake to get savings on. But you sign up for 3 months on the hosting plan, and it can be the economy plan, and using the promo code 199GEEK. Of course, you can always visit geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Again, you can go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, and you'll be able to get access to all the promo codes on the website. You'll find information there on how to save 15% on your orders, $20 or more. You'll be able to use the promo code TOD20, TOD, ComSale, ComSale, Thrifer.com, Renewals, Geek Central, Aloha, Geek SSS12. So great savings at GoDaddy. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at GNC. Okay, well, let me look at my stack of stuff. Not a lot to talk about besides having a nice time here. And as always, we're looking for folks to support the show by becoming insiders. So definitely consider going to geeknewscentral.com/insider. And of course, you can pick out Ohanaware at cafepress.com/Ohana store. All right. Well, what I want to do is bounce right into the content. And it just seems like here over the last couple of weeks, things have been pretty nuts, But I wanted to get right into the tech because I know you guys have been missing the tech content from the show. And again, we'll be back into a normal mode of operation next week. First thing I want to talk about is one thing that we have to pay attention to, of course, is the IPv4 listings. We know that the number of IP addresses available in the IPv4 are almost out. And of course, World IPv6 launch day was yesterday. So I don't know if any of you are starting to see anything new in your IP schemes, but they're saying that some groups are starting to switch over. I think it's going to be a long time before the entire world is switched over. I think it'll be many years, but IPv4 is not going anywhere at all. But IPv4 and IPv6 will work together in a dual stack implementation. So we'll have to see what happens with this. But the sooner we start seeing more IPv6 devices and more IPv6 rollout, I think it'll be better for everyone because it's just going to free up the number of available IPs to the entire world. And of course, with the multiplier that they say that they have, I think 48 to the 10th to the 26th power or something like that, they will not run out of any IPv4 addresses anytime soon. The folks over at TechCrunch leaked a Facebook app update, and it looks like they are getting ready to make a major update here to launch its own mobile application platform. And with these new screenshots, the new service, with one lucky person actually seeing it live, some folks are saying that this thing looks pretty slick. And based on the screenshot, it appears that the App Center will let users browse through a selection of featured apps, as well as social picks that are popular among a user's friends, and top apps are highest rated and most popular among all Facebook users. So, you know, this is big. You know, if you think about apps for Facebook, for the Facebook app, you know, it's just going to make you to, maybe you're going to be playing some of your games you're playing on your computer now, on your tablet versus, or on your iPhone or Android versus the computer. Of course, we know that Facebook announced the App Center in early May, and they provided information about how developers could submit their apps for review to be listed. So as they're being saying here, in the coming weeks, we should be able to access the App Center on the web and in the iOS and Android Facebook apps to basically see what's been developed, what's going to be, you know, what we're going to have available for us to play with. Just seems kind of odd to see a whole group of just like Facebook-specific apps. It's odd, but I guess that's the way it's going to go. All right, facing rising costs, NASA has decided to scrap the X-ray Space Telescope. NASA's canceling work on a new space telescope that was running significantly over budget. The GEMS telescope was intended to study black holes and neutron stars, but they basically pulled the plug on it here, saying it's just too expensive and will not fit under the budget. One thing that's lucky, nothing specific was built already, and so we're not going to be... haven't wasted any money, at least on materials, but I'm sure there was a fair amount of research and so forth that went done in the planning for that new X-ray telescope. But it's been put on hold at this point. Well, I tell you, Microsoft. I was very perturbed with some of the stuff that the folks at E3 did, and specifically in not approving certain blogger credentials. And I was reluctant to do very much E3 reporting on Geek News Central this past week. I know there was a couple of articles that our writers reported on about E3. But the big news, obviously, out of E3 happened on Tuesday, I believe, with the Xbox announcement. And I tell you, what was really disturbed me about the Xbox announcement was it kind of leaked at the very same time that the Zune platform, as we know it today, is essentially not going to exist beyond Windows 7, and will not likely be going into Windows 8. We know that the Zune Marketplace will not be going into Xbox 360. You know that they're going to have a music type of offering in the Xbox 360, but it's not going to be anything centered around the Zune platform. The Zune name at some point will be killed. But, you know, talking with folks out here, it's become very evident that podcasting support in the Xbox is not going to happen. Now, select networks are being chosen to be in the Xbox, Revision 3 being one of those. I know they're one of the few that are going to be able to be seen in the Xbox, and you know, it's congratulations to them. But it's very apparent that if you want to watch a podcast in and on your Xbox, you're going to have to use the browser to get to a web page to actually watch some stuff. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of other announcements that were made around the Xbox, and I'm by far no expert on the platform, but the ecosystem of the Xbox is pretty closed, and we know that there's an open ecosystem on iOS and Android devices, and I just wonder if Microsoft is really thinking this through, with Windows 8 coming with their update and what they're going to do with the radical change to Windows 8, it just makes you really wonder if Microsoft has really got their head screwed on straight from a variety of different standpoints. But, some people, I guess all they want is Amazon or Hulu or Netflix or, so if they do, I guess they're just going to go out and buy a Roku and, and use that instead of the Xbox. So, with the Xbox being the number two video on demand and video purchasing platform, where you actually pay for a video and download it and you get it to keep, and then, of course, the video on demand where you pay something to just watch, being the number two platform, it just seems so obvious to me that the folks at Xbox would have allowed the implementation and the inclusion of podcasting. But it just goes to show you that what they're going to do is they're just going to let Apple to continue to eat Microsoft's lunch, when it comes to podcasting implementation. And I guess they just don't care about folks that are listening to content like mine or watching content like mine. And that, obviously, it's financial. I'm sure they're looking for a way to monetize around this. So we'll see where this goes. But it makes you really kind of scratch your head and say, All right, Google Drive is barely launched, and Google's already hit with a patent infringement. It's it's almost becoming a rule in the tech industry that actually doing something that people want to use absolutely guarantees that you're going to get sued for patent infringement. So it didn't take a few days, and of course the patent infringement was filed in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Texas. This is the place where so many patent infringement lawsuits are filed. And a company with a patent number 5,918,244 that covers a method or system for coherently catching I/O devices across a network is apparently what they feel is infringing. So, they're just going to go after some money as, it's Super Speed LLC. I'm sure it's some group that holds a bunch of patents. And, they're just basically looking for the fattest cat to go out and sue. Now, the MPAA has came out and said that they're okay with allowing users to get back their mega upload files. Now, get this, if 0% infringement can be guaranteed. So, we've been watching this unfold for a long time. And we know that the servers and the data, the government wanted that destroyed. And, of course, we know that Mega Upload wanted access for its own defense, and the MPA has wanted it preserved in its case. The hosting company just wants to stop paying $9,000 per day to maintain the server and data. So, essentially, the MPAA has basically said, as long as 0% infringement, we don't have a problem with people getting their data back. MPA members' position continues to be, and this is a quote, that if the court is willing to consider allowing access for such users as Mr. Goodwin to allow retrieval of files, it is essential that the mechanism include a procedure that ensures that any material the users access and copy download are not files that have been illegally uploaded their content. So who's going to check that, right? Given the MPAA members and other rights holders are certain to own copyright many of the files stored on the servers, in addition, in no event should any mega upload defendants or their representative not generally appear in this proceedings who are not subject to control supervision of the court be allowed to access the mega servers under such a mechanism designed for the benefit of third party. So again, it just goes on. So in other words, they're making it impossible for people to get their data back. But they're saying, oh, that's not infringing. But who's going to prove that that data is not infringing? All right, I'm sure you've already heard that LinkedIn had a little bit of a hack, and they want you to make sure that you get your passwords changed. So pay attention to that, all right? Get your passwords changed as soon as possible. And 6.5 million, and it really wasn't the password. It was the hashtags that were hacked. So make sure you grab those and get your password changed over at link.in. Now, the Congress immediately responded, and you know these just sometimes makes me wonder. Basically, Representative Mary Bono. Bono Mack, Republican Palm Spring, who heads a House and Energy Commerce Subcommittee, has looked into online privacy issues, says that this latest incident once again brings into sharp focus the need to pass data protection legislation. Well, when someone has a hack, do you really think that they can prevent that? Do you think they did that on purpose? You know, they weren't doing it maliciously, and if it was a weakness in the software, it was what it was. But Senator Patrick Leahy said reports of another major data breach should give pause to American consumers who now more than ever share sensitive personal information in their online transactions and networking. He says Congress should make a comprehensive data privacy and cybercrime legislation a top priority. Like, it's going to stop these data releases. And it's not going to stop until these companies, you know, wake up and users start punishing them. Well, there's a site out there called Earn My Money. And it's targeted HBO. There's been a lot of talk about the fact that HBO's insistence on only offering its shows to cable subscribers is driving, you know, a lot of people to piracy. So the folks over at Tech Dirt have been reporting on a basically campaign that's TakeMyMoneyHBO.com. It's basically encouraging would-be customers to tweet HBO with their monthly amount they'd be willing to pay for such a service. And I guess it's been getting quite a bit of exposure since its site launch. And people are, you know, basically responding to it. No report, at least in this report, on how much that people have been saying they would be willing to pay. As far as HBO goes, I think I pay my cable company like $17 or $18 for it. So whatever my cable company makes me pay, I'd pay half. That's what I'd be willing to pay for HBO. Well, we got to see the Enterprise space shuttle arrive at the Intrepid. Matter of fact, we are driving by in a tour bus, and the space shuttle Enterprise was up on top of the Intrepid former aircraft carrier, and basically they're planning on having the space shuttle ready for tours in July. So it was pretty cool to see it up there. Crane had actually had it up and was lowering it down onto the flight deck. So I thought it was pretty exciting to have seen that. And just goes to show you here that at least the New Yorkers are making fast work of having the space shuttle ready to rock and roll and be seen by the general public. Hey, again, today, if you've got comments on today's show, you can tweet me at Geek News. You can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can call our hotline at 619-342-7365. Now, Congress and NASA have been fighting a little bit over commercial crew arrangements. Basically, a key member of Congress has been critical of the NASA commercial crew development efforts, and apparently they've come to an understanding about how the program should proceed. Representative Frank Wolf, a Republican out of Virginia, who chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds NASA, had inserted reported language that basically made him fund it in a different manner. So this is pretty cool. They're going to have to use conventional contracts in a later phase instead of this some sort of other type of Space Act agreement that they have. I don't really know what the big difference is between the two. It's probably the language and the color of the money and how it gets spent, but they figured that out, and they're going to be able to proceed in writing contracts. I'm sure SpaceX will be one of those companies that will get a huge, big, fat contract. Hey, today Mozilla turned 10 years old, so congratulations to that. Mozilla was 1.0 was released on this date 10 years ago. So again, congratulations to the Mozilla team and everything that's going on there. All right, how many of you have a Xbox 360 and would like to use that controller with a, how would you like to play Xbox 360, with a PlayStation 3 controller and vice versa? Well, there's a company called Kronos who's created an adapter that allows you to play, basically you can use whatever controller you want on whichever device you want. And so that's pretty cool. How much is this dongle? Do they show the price on this thing? It's apparently going to be ready $50 to $60. But you just plug it into your console, plug your cord into it for your player and or your controller, and you're good to go. So and there's a little, because those are wireless. So there's a little selector you select in between. So pretty cool. So I'm sure that this will get the ire of Xbox and the folks at PlayStation. I remember that airplane, the Solar Impulse. Well, Solar Impulse has completed its transcontinental flight. Run out of, basically, they have made the flight successfully. It took 19 hours to go between Madrid and Morocco. And the plane's 12,000 solar cells swallowing enough power to keep it going long into the night. So they made it. So now this is the, the last test before they're penciled in around the world cruise in 2014. Now, how many of you, especially when I'm on the road, I get into a hotel room, and you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, and you're like, I don't want to use any of the glasses because you never know what the status are, unless they're luckily like one of these plastic glasses that is, wrapped and sealed. I feel a little safer using one of these. All this one's got holes in it. But, you get done brushing your teeth and you want to rinse your mouth out. Or either, you have to cup your hand and do that. But some dude has created a toothbrush that when the water's running, you splash it on the toothbrush and then out comes another port. It looks like fountain water. It's called the Rinser Toothbrush. And this thing is very, very cool. Now, it's going to cost you $22. Okay, so it's not cheap, but it might be a toothbrush you'd be willing to travel with. I'm sure he's going to be wanting to sell this to en masse to toothbrush makers, but very smart and basically made it so you can get that rinse you need without having to touch anything disgusting in a hotel room or if it's disgusting in your bathroom. Hey, I'm going to have a link up in the show notes. It's a video MRI showing unborn twins in just incredible detail. And when you see this video, I know what you're going to think. Wow, how come the one is so squished? I'm going to have this link up in the show notes. This is a pretty incredible video. And when you see it, I think you're going to enjoy it as much as I did. I'll have the link up in the show notes just goes to show you where we're at in science today. All right, ladies, this one's for you. Have you heard about True and Company? Have you heard about this company that's basically what they're doing is they're taking your Brugier measurements and you submit them, and they have this program that you use online, and you basically give them your body shape and whatever dimensions they ask for. And then what they do is they mail you 5 bras to your home risk-free. You basically can try them on, decide which ones you like to keep, you pay for them, and ship the other ones back. So what they've got is a way here where you can check your, select your styles and a whole bunch of stuff. And the company was ready to go on its launch. And I guess so many women are not comfortable going to, department stores and stuff to try on women's apparel that they had this huge launch day, and their supply of product was outpaced the demand, and it's the kind of flubbed launch that entrepreneurs dream for. But I'll have this link up in the show notes for you ladies to check out. I just thought it was cool that they were talking about this on a tech site over at GigaOhm. But they've got a cool system, and I guess this is something that women are clamoring for based on the response to their product launch. I've been avoiding Bitly lately, bit.ly, largely because their site redesign was just driving me crazy. So Bitly, though, has gotten so much feedback that when it redesigned its URL shortening service, that it responded to criticism and restores a simple URL shortening to a, you know, the big, you know, where you could see it easily. And I don't know. I think they had a perfect interface before, and I don't know why they changed it the way they did. They're trying to get people to be more social with it. But in long story short, it's a little more functional now, back in the old design. All right, many of you, you know, when the new iPhones are delivered, and I think this is going to be in late November or whenever it happens, you know, the next release. I think your next iPhone, no matter what version it's going to be, you may want to consider prepaid. The folks at Cricket have announced a basic, you have to buy the iPhone at retail. So if you want to buy an iPhone 4S, 16 gigs, you have to buy it for $499. But then you can get a $55 unlimited voice and data plan. Now, you heard me correctly. You pay full price for the phone, and you pay $55 for unlimited voice and data. Now, you compare that to an AT&T plan, the lowest AT&T or Verizon plan, and it's about a $600 savings. Now, if you go with the Virgin has a $40 1,200-minute plan and unlimited data and texting. You pay the phone $649, and your total cost is only $1,600 as compared to $2,395 with AT&T and Verizon and $2,119 with Sprint. So if you want to save some money, you may want to consider getting one of these prepaid phones from Cricket or Verizon. It just is a lot cheaper, and maybe a good way for some of you that have been holding off maybe getting a phone for your kids as a way to do it. Now, again, you do have to buy the phone at full price. You have to buy the 4S. Gmail had an outage today. It likely hit a number of users this morning, so if that happened, but they were down apparently for about a half hour or so, and a number of folks were out early this morning. Judges also, moving on here, the judges canceled a Chicago jury trial in Apple versus Motorola. Essentially what's happened here is the judge has basically said, a fed judge canceled an upcoming trial between Apple Mall and Northern District of Illinois. Though a jury won't hear arguments concerning monetary damage, the judge is yet to rule on whether or not Apple's entitled to injunctive relief. After getting both parties to significantly pare down the list of patents in the suit, Judge Richard Posner rejected arguments from both Apple and Motorola that either company is entitled to damage related to alleged fit and a patent infringement. On that basis, he canceled the jury trial since a jury is required to hear the case to award damages. So we'll see what happens with this. This is nice to see these judges are being a little more aggressive in trying to prevent this all this crazy patent stuff from going forward. All right, another hack. Apparently, Last.fm has warned users to change the passwords. Again, social media site Last.fm announced an investigation into a user password leak in light of a recent, of course, LinkedIn lost there. It had the 8 million passwords, 6.5 to 8 million passwords, but Last.fm did not say how many passwords were potentially hacked, but it basically told their customers to go change the password. So if you got an account over there, please do so. All right, IE10, you know, a big thing that was announced with IE10 is that they were going to have Do Not Track turned on by default. But appear the latest proposed draft of the Do Not Track specification published this past Wednesday requires that users must choose to turn on the anti-behavior tracking feature in their browser and software. So, you know, Microsoft said that they're going to have that on by default and thus won't be compliant with the official spec, which means that tech and ad companies will say they comply with Do Not Track could simply ignore the flag set by IE10 and track those who use that browser. So in other words, basically they're saying because the spec says you're supposed to have to do it, the companies that said, well, Microsoft forced that on people, so we don't have to not follow them. So this is just a a sham, if you ask me. And we'll see how Microsoft responds to this. Congress is also considering implementing some new things around patents. Many people will submit a patent, and it takes a long time to get a patent reviewed and approved or rejected. So Congress is considering on whether to extend protection to patent submitters similar to those that have patents that are surrounding the Department of Defense. There's been a provision tucked into a November spending bill that calls on the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to study the feasibility of locking away certain commercial patent applications in the name of economic security, basically trying to protect the patents from the prying eyes of the Chinese. So, because it takes 16 months after a patent is made public, basically what happens, foreign companies could use that 16 months to essentially build a better mousetrap. So I don't know how this is going to work. That is also going to limit the number of people that can reply to a patent. If you think a patent isn't standing with its merits, or maybe is up for contest, it could be raise a big issue there. So I see where this heads. All right. Don't be surprised if you get on an airline in the near future and you're given the option to rent an iPad during the flight. Coach Travelers on Singapore-based carrier Scoot, which is the budget unit of Singapore Airlines, have basically removed all audio and video programming gear from their aircraft to lose 2,000 or 3,000 pounds of gear, and they're starting to offer iPads. And basically, they say this is, causing, them to save a lot of money in fuel consumption. So that's huge. By being able to drop 13 pounds or more from each seat, and then basically instead give people the option to take an iPad on board. So I thought that was kind of a cool way to make an offering. And a customized iPad with a bunch of movies and stuff preloaded. So we'll see where this goes. That's what Hawaiian Airlines does. You can rent these, their little video players, and have them on the flight and have a whole bunch of different movies and stuff. There's nothing in the actual aircraft seats. You have to rent something if you want to watch movies. All right, this is going to be a little bit of a short show tonight, folks, but a great article over on CNET, a do-it-yourself Street View camera lets you be Google. A camera kit from German company Street View Technologies lets you create your own Street View style images and maps and post them to your website. So this is pretty cool. Talks about how you can do it yourself. Don't know what it would actually cost you to build this. The step-by-step details are available. I guess you have to order those, but now this isn't something you can buy at Radio Shack. You may have to buy the kit from the company itself, but there's a contact information in the blog post. Again, a short show tonight, but we'll get back to really a normal, regular show when I get back to Honolulu and we'll be back in the swing of things. I do want to thank Sam, one of our Ohana members out in Albuquerque, for sending an extensive email to me today. I'll take that all into consideration, and I do want to thank you, Sam, for that. We'll be going through that step by step. I do want to thank the folks that sent me a happy birthday on my birthday, those of you that noticed, so thank you for that. I got an email here from MS Small Biz. It was a follow-up to Evernote. He said, "Hey Todd." Oh, he says, "Not for the air." All right, I'll skip that. I got a new email here. It says it's from, I'm going to destroy your name. Yugo. All right, I'm just going to say Yugo. As a new listener, I really enjoy your show. It's informative and really fun. It says, "I'm Nigerian. I really get a lot of information from your podcast on my BlackBerry. I want to know if you can be of help. I want to start working from home on the internet, but I don't know what to do and how to go about it. I have a website, but my domain is expired, so I kind of need the online job to get things moving again. Then I also wondered if I could get contents from your site put on my blog. Can you be of help?" No, definitely we don't want anyone copying anything from my website to another website. But, you know, I guess, you know, I really don't know what I have to say from an international standpoint and what's available for people that are international to work online and working from home on the internet. I don't have any clue. You know, obviously, if you can do web design and you can do coding and that kind of stuff, that's always a possibility. Another thing you could do is just start blogging natively and writing about local things as well. You know, you might develop a following that way. Anyway, I'm not sure. But anyway, thanks for sending the email. First time we've gotten an email from Nigeria, I believe, from a listener. So kind of interesting on that standpoint. I think that's, and don't take this the wrong way, but I think this is the first time I've got an email from someone from Nigeria that wasn't offering me somebody's an inheritance or something. All right. Got an email here from, Marvin, you missed the contest, dude. Sorry. Okay, better luck next time. Got an email here from Tim. He said, next iPad he made in the USA? He's got a link to that in the show notes. All right, that's all I've got tonight for email. Again, everyone, thanks. We'll be back in the normal swing of things, and things have kind of calmed down here with me and the family and everything else. But look forward to getting on our plane here at JFK in the morning and headed to Honolulu, and family and friends and everything else, headed back home as well. Kind of an unexpected twist to my entire trip, but we'll be sharing more information with you soon about the whole week. And until then, everyone, take care. We'll see you back in Honolulu, and take care. Aloha.